In the Tri-Cities, a forum recently drew mostly people who want to keep the Lower Snake River dams in place. They raised some lesser discussed concerns to local, state, and federal representatives. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
A 10-person panel of local leaders, spearheaded by U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse, all laid out support for the dams, which generate electricity, help irrigate crops, and allow for barging up and down the Snake. Chuck Bender, who's from Western Washington, said his family members are tugboat operators. Bender fell to his knees in front of Newhouse, pleading with the lawmaker to protect the dams.
They're hardworking, and they sacrifice everything. They travel up all the rivers.
Of the more than 20 commenters, one spoke about removing dams to protect salmon. Felton Jenkins from Klickitat County said the benefits from the dams could be replaced before they're breached.
It's an economic development opportunity. It would be new jobs for the Tri-Cities and the surrounding communities.
Among other concerns raised, the need for more housing that will require more electricity. More electricity is also needed to run artificial intelligence applications and data centers. And if the dams were breached, infrastructure near ports heading to the ocean would need to be reworked. I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland.